This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday. He submitted his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Sri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amidst ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students nationwide in the 8th edition of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program at 11 a.m. today. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashwani, Doordarshan, PMO YouTube channel and the social media channel of Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025 on February 10th and 11th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart from Paris today to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other Jawans have been injured. The injured Jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by 31st of March next year. The Israeli military has pulled out of the Netzarim corridor in central Gaza, a move confirmed by Hamas. This withdrawal is part of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Palestinian police force took charge of the area to manage the flow of Palestinians moving through it. In the Indian Super League 2024-25, Bengaluru Football Club comfortably ousted Jamshedpur Football Club by 3-0 at the Sri Kantirava Stadium yesterday. Bengaluru Football Club broke their three-game-long winless streak at home to progress to the fourth spot in the standings with 31 points to their name from 20 matches now. Jamshedpur goalie Albino Gomes was the star of the show, pulling off two exceptional saves to keep his team from getting off to a jittery start. In cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in the second one-day international match at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack to seal the series 2-0 with one match left. This is India's seventh successive bilateral ODI series win at home against England. Chasing 305 runs to win, the men in blue scored 308 for 6 wickets in 44.3 overs, with captain Rohit Sharma, who scored a magnificent 119 runs, and Shubman Gill scored 60 runs. Rohit Sharma was declared player of the match. For visitors, Jamie Overton scalped 2 wickets, while Gus Atkinson, Adil Rashid and Liam Livingston took 1 wicket each. Earlier, England set a target of 305 runs after choosing to bat first. They were all out for 304 runs in 49.5 overs, with Joe Root contributed 69 runs, while fellow opener Ben Duckett made 65 runs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.